What is going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 39 of the Halving Report podcast. I am Brad Mines, your host. The price of Bitcoin is approximately $17,900 or $22,800. If you're active on crypto Twitter, you've probably already come across at Elja Boom before. He seems to always be part of the conversation wherever I look. Elja is the CEO and founder of Ajoobs.com and has nearly 100,000 followers on Twitter. He's a big proponent of Binance crypto exchange, a big technology enthusiast, and an aspiring Mars astronaut. Let's get to the interview. Do you mind giving the listeners maybe a brief introduction to you, your Twitter page, and how you're involved in crypto?
Hello, first of all, it's Emil Jaboom. I've been here from many years ago. I started at late 2009 when people were just trying to find a way to pay, which were kids and games like World of Warcraft, etc. And they used the cryptocurrency as the only easy payment gateway, because else they have a PayPal or Visa or MasterCard, which is not really something can be achieved by a teenager. So yeah, I had it at that time, and then I sold it early. I left, then I came back at 2016. I'm coming from a technology, engineering, and business background for more than 20 years of experience.
So it was gaming that got you into cryptocurrency at first? You said you play World of Warcraft?
I believe Bitcoin started as a gaming. I mean, the only people who were looking at it at that age are kids and geeks, let's say.
So what other types of games? Are you just a World of Warcraft kind of guy, or you're into other
World
games?
World of Warcraft, CSGO, Dota, LOL. I used to be a PC gamer, not a PlayStation gamer, yeah.
I just got my first Oculus Quest VR headset. Have you ever tried VR?
VR is a technology. Yes, I've been in it. VR, AR, hologram, all of this, I've been in that technology itself. I've developed things as well into that technology.
Okay, do you want to expand on any of that? The technologies that you've helped implement?
It has nothing to do with crypto, because till now, I don't think VR, AR as augmented reality or hologram is being used. I believe there are some projects now, they start using AR and VR with a blockchain as a payment, because usually they are mixing between the real industry and the blockchain to enable the usage of a token and to find a way to raise easier and faster and scalable funds and having fans all over the world. I believe that's why they're using VR or AR, but as a blockchain, using VR and AR, I don't think it's really related. But yeah, to issue a token, etc., and making it into a blockchain with a use case, that's why they're using AR, VR.
What makes you stay in the cryptocurrency space? Did you have like that aha moment with Bitcoin?
The last thing. I always follow anything that's new. I believe humans living the same life over and over again. My life, someone lived it before. The same as other one lived someone else's life. At the end, it's the same routine that we are living in. But I believe there is a bigger reality. That's why I always say to Elon Musk, when Elja Mars, because I really want to go Mars. I believe even if I'm going to die through the trip, I don't care. But dying in it, much better than living the same ordinary life that anyone's living.
Very noble of you to say. And, you know, why settle for mediocrity, right? When exactly, you have the opportunity to do all these and push the boundaries. Now, there's a lot of conversation about Bitcoin versus altcoins in terms of investment. In regards to, you know, personal portfolio management within cryptocurrency, how do you go about allocation and diversification?
See, I always say Bitcoin is a bigger bag for bigger whales, or who invested in a very good moment, like when it was in 3K or who invested back in the days. Same goes to Ethereum, when you had a better chance to enter when it was around 75 USD within a year and a half or so. Yet it's a matter how much money you have and how much you can accumulate. Definitely, as much as you buying projects that they are in top 50, you are top 100, etc., you have a less risk chance. The risk is always there, but it's a less risk than investing in something brand new or etc. But of course, investing in the new ones, again, high risk, high gains. It means if it worked, you will be from the early people that you make a high gain as well. So you have to mix. I believe you have to mix your profiles between different ideas, between different supplies, and between different old and new projects. And then you go YOLO. That's life.
In the past, I've seen you interacting with Janice and John McAfee, and now John's in prison. Do you have any thoughts or comments around that?
I always say McAfee is a character. He's different. And regardless, some people see him as a good, some people see him as bad. I see him as a unique character and something that it's really, really nice to know and learn from. He will survive. That's what all can say. I mean, McAfee always survive and nothing stops him. And yeah, I mean, he is a survivor. I cannot say more than that.
Right. Yeah, it'll be interesting and what, how this plays out with McAfee and, you know, the coming bull run and, you know, how he was so verbal during the last.
I wish he was there.
Oh, man.
Once it's happening, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I also see you're a big proponent of Binance crypto exchange. You know, why do you think is Binance is such a good tool? And does it have any competitors that you're aware of that offer the same amount of quality services?
I don't believe, no. The question is, Binance started even after many other exchanges. It wasn't the first. It was at late 2017. It started something like that. But the way, see, there are unique things about Binance that many other exchanges do not want to understand. And one of them is having CZ himself engaging with people. Regardless, some people hate him, some people are liking him. You will never find someone that everyone likes him. But at the end, I believe Binance is a big asset to this space. If you looked at the majority of tier one exchanges, they might be stronger than Binance in China. But globally, they are trying to compete. I always say there are only few exchanges that are on the global scale. And I believe Binance is the one leading. It doesn't mean it might stay forever, but today it is the one leading. Today is the one adding assets to this space. It is the one that acquiring the right project in the right moment. Yet it's not perfect, but it's the best so far.
I mean, it's easy to tell that Binance is definitely has a foothold and ahead of the game a little bit in terms of exchanges and what they can offer to their community. What would you say the most exciting thing happening in crypto right now?
The moment there is a project, a weird project that it's having a high volume, 200 million now. In the last 24 hours is a volume, which is wow. But I believe there is something going to happen. It is a rebase project, and there is not even one rebase that actually managed to be long or mid-term successful. This one, it's a bit different, but I believe there is a huge question mark going to happen very soon, and my eyes are watching. I believe there is something going to happen with this project, and people will go mad.
What is the project?
It's not really, I don't want to say names, because then they're going to consider me as a FUD, but oh, it's obvious. It went to 100 million volume, so within 24 hours, so everyone can see that.
Oh, yes. Okay, okay.
I don't know, the team is anonymous and everything, but there is a big question mark might happen there.
See, okay, so we can go from there with based on that information.
Yeah.
Do you anticipate, you know, the big price movements in the next 12 months or so, like many people in the industry are predicting?
Let's be honest. All people are predicting, or like technical analysts, etc. They cannot do anything in this space. The factors are too much. It's not like a real trade assets. It's way different here. So I don't even find anyone, and I mean anyone can actually forecast or predict anything for the crypto space. But everyone is bullish. I don't care about all this. All I see that there is a mass adoption. There is a mass adoption. Is it going more to real industry? It is going more to real industry. There are so many retards happening at the moment? Yes. But at the end, we are moving to that direction. Now, my question is, or the question is, would that last? Would that one day change fiats? Definitely it will. Whether you like it or not, it will.
I saw that you know, were involved in some of the same ERC-20 tokens that I was interested back in, that came out in 2017, 2018. Both of us are interested in Doc.com, and we've discussed it before, but not really in depth. But like, have you abandoned your faith in some of those projects that came out back then?
Definitely I did, yes. Because at the end, it is a business model.
Mm-hmm.
And for an example, when you say Doc, I used to be one of the people that I supported, etc. But then I saw a different path they went through. Suddenly they changed everything to Latino or Mexican. I don't know the language actually. But at some point, they went all their tweets in Mexican or Latino. I mean, when you do something like that, it means you are actually ignoring your entire type of investors. So, why don't you think better? Respect the investors, respect your business, and make a new Twitter account for Spanish or Mexican, but not changing your official channel, which is in English, to a different language totally, and you are expecting people to go to Google Translator and translate every and each tweet. It doesn't make sense. So there are less experienced movement that can kill anything. Everyone can, it's easy to stay on, to be on top, but it's really difficult to stay on top. And that's something that I admire CZ, because he managed to move on top until now to stay on top. That's really complicated. It's not easy to achieve that. So many projects that we believed in, they made mistakes. Maybe they meant to do it, or they made it because of lack of the experience of the business industry. Of course, it affected their business and lost the interest. So that happens, yes.
Yeah, definitely. I've become more of a maximalist myself over the bear market, with a more of a Bitcoin position than anything else, for sure. Can you tell me just about your website and the services that you offer?
Basically, in Ajoobz, we do the normal things like AMAs, marketing packages, etc. But we do other things, like we do businesses review. Our team, most of them, I think only the community managers, etc., they are the unemployed people. The rest, everyone is employed. I'm an employee myself. I work every day. I go to office, come back to office. I get a paycheck because I don't want to cash out. I want to always add inside the space rather than pulling out. Plus, I'm having connections, etc. I love to keep that. And I like to work because it's a new challenge every day and new different things you do. And that gave us, me and my team, the experience to study things, to help projects. Even sometimes we fund projects if they are legit, their idea is great. They are most important. They are dedicated to the job, because most of the people I've seen in this space, as soon as they start to make some money, they go to lazy mode. And dedication is the key of success, because if you don't even have the enough experience and you have the dedication, you will learn, because you have the ego to learn and the dedication to make that happen. So yes, we invest in some project that came across to us. And yes, we will invest more and more and more. We don't have any problem in investing in projects, as long as it's legit, as long as it's clean as possible. Because in this space, you cannot really determine clean anymore, because it's so much hectic.
I was just looking at your website and just wanted to give you a chance to tell my listeners what your website's about and what services you offer. Now, I'm getting to the end of my questions here, so I just want to open the floor for you. If there's any words of wisdom or any other comments you want to make about Bitcoin or the cryptocurrency space that might be value to me or my listeners, or if not, maybe just let us know where we can follow you and learn more.
I will say things I tell myself. Guys, everyone make mistakes. There is a big businessman one day, he told me, Ilja, it's fine to make a mistake, but next time, don't repeat the mistake, do another one. Because repeating the mistake, which what exactly happening here, and this is what happened because of the greed. Greed and fear are the main issues for any human behavior. As long as you are able to control your greed and your fear, you will be successful. And that comes, I always say, when you invest, especially in DeFi and things are hyping, try to not invest in a project that they have a minting functionality. Try to avoid that, because suddenly they just can make the supply very high. Try to not invest in anonymous projects unless they are at least audited by something known, or they are backed by something well-respected. Else, you have a higher chance in losing your money. And we all did that mistake. I've been there, others have been there, but we try to minimize it. Because at the end, it's not only you losing the money or winning the money. We are trying to help this business to become mature. We're trying to help this business to have more and more people who are actually want to build something beautiful. That's what I always want to have and want to see, even though it's becoming impossible. But again, no one loses hopes.
And just let us know, where can we follow you and to learn more about you?
At Eljaboom. Everything at Eljaboom. ELJABOOM.
All right. I want to thank you for your time today, and I'll be in touch.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for listening to episode 39 of the Halving Report podcast. Please smash the like and subscribe button. Subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. Let me know what you thought in the comment section, and we'll see you back next time.